Crappy bed and began throwing clothes into random drawers. My little sister, Shayna, took my place on the bed, only instead of sitting, she jumped up and down like she was on a trampoline. The springs squeaked. I would never be able to sleep here. I was having enough trouble sleeping at home. Minnie, honey, you could fold the clothes one time, Mom said. Don't call me that, I said, as if by reflex. She'd named me after her grandmother, Minnie. But while she'd been kind enough to recognize that Minnie was a terrible name, she couldn't seem to stop herself from using it as a nickname. Amina wasn't awful. It made me the only kid in Hebrew school with the same name in both Hebrew and English, so that was a plus. I'm just saying that if you set up the room nicely at the beginning, it will be easier for you to keep it clean. Mom was a neat freak. Everything in our house had a place, and she'd tried desperately to make me into someone who lived that kind of orderly life. She even looked the part, with her tailored clothes and smooth mask of makeup and sleek, dark cap of hair. I was more like my dad, all dark, messy, frizzed-out curls and shirts left untucked and mismatched socks. His study and my bedroom even looked alike. Piles of papers and books everywhere, tucked away behind closed doors so Mom didn't have to see how she'd failed in molding us to her will. I wouldn't have to worry about that now, I supposed, though that might depend on my roommate. Shayna, stop jumping so I can make the bed, Mom said. Min, give me a hand. I'd trained myself to live with Min, if only to keep the peace. I grabbed two corners of the extra-long twin white jersey sheets we'd bought on sale at Target and acted like I cared about the difference between the fitted and cover sheets, as if this bed would ever get made again once my family left. Once we'd tucked the sheets in so tightly I wasn't sure I'd be able to undo them, Mom draped a brightly colored patchwork comforter on top. She'd bought it for me as a present, which is to say, it was the complete opposite of what I would have picked for myself. At least it was reversible, so I could flip it over as soon as she was gone and just deal with the bland pink underside. It would still be awful, though, as would all the matching stuff she'd bought to go with it. Throw pillows, a desk lamp, a new journal. I trust you're going to adjust your attitude when you're on your own. Dad sat at the bare wooden desk, setting up the laptop the school had provided. I'd never had my own computer before. I understand. You want us to see you sulk to punish us, but you should at least pretend to be open-minded when it's just you. You'll have a much easier go of it. What if I didn't want to have an easy go of it? I was tempted to ask, but I figured they knew that already. Last year had been a nightmare, and yet I'd made it very clear that I wanted to deal with my issues at home, not at some random school I'd never even seen before. We'd been over this a million times, and yet somehow I'd still landed here. I was fine with keeping the almost silent sulking going for a while. Don't ignore your father, Mom said. Ugh, they were such a unit. Intellectually, I knew it was better to have parents who were still together and who still got along, even loved each other. But seriously, did they have to agree about everything? Couldn't they have debated this decision, for example, and left open the possibility that one of them might listen to my arguments for why I should have been allowed to stay home? Wouldn't they want the family to be together if the world as we knew it was about to end? I will improve my attitude, I said, fighting the urge to use a robot voice. In fact, I'm going to go to a pre-orientation thing, some sort of game night. It starts in about an hour, and I should probably get ready, so maybe it's time for you to go. Mom and Dad gave each other one of those looks that I knew meant they were trying to decide whether